Support for business and economic development reporting comes from Pitts Construction, your full-circle building solution. Learn more at PUETZCorp.com.
Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. South Dakota Public Broadcasting brings you a new look at making a living in South Dakota. Host Jacqueline Severin joins us now in the SDPB Sioux Falls studios with an overview. Hey, Jackie, thanks for stopping by.
Well, thank you for having me.
A great new program and a really great start to it. Tell us a little bit about making a living and what its overall goal is.
Yes. Well, making a living is a new panel discussion that we're hosting here at the Sioux Falls studio. It's going to be monthly, and the main focus is on business and community development topics across the state.
Give us a little bit of your background as a journalist and as a host of this show.
Sure, yeah. So I actually started my career out at South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I did that for about 4 years, and then I left the state for a little bit and got my MBA in Nebraska and moved back here with my husband and got back into journalism, which I'm really glad about, and focusing on business and economic stories throughout the state. And so this kind of led to creating this panel discussion and this show to have people on and just talk about and discuss those important issues in business.
We are glad to have you back. 4 years away and then coming back, did you notice changes in the state in just that short period of time that you came home and you're like, well, this is not quite the place that I left?
I did, actually, especially in Sioux Falls. The downtown area, it was kind of making a comeback when I was here, but now it's just booming. There's always things going on here. There's always new buildings being built, and that is a huge difference from when I was back here. And just going downtown, even on a weekend, there's people down there, and that wasn't maybe so the case a few years back, and now it's like it's the place to be.
Yeah. All right, well, and here we are at SDPB's new Sioux Falls studios, and that's where the first panel discussion for making a living was, and we started off with a pretty big topic. Give us an idea of why you put that together and who your guest list was.
Thank you. Yes. And we had a great panel, and the first show, like you said, we started out big. We focused on the tariffs coming from China and how that is affecting South Dakota, especially farmers in the state. And for our panel, we had U.S. Senator Mike Rounds. We had Dr. Everett Vandersloos. He's an economics professor at South Dakota State University. We had two farmers, one Brandon Whiff from Huron, and he also serves on the American Soybean Association Board of Directors. And then we had Larry Bergen, and he's from Beresford, and he was also the former vice chair of the South Dakota Farmers Union.
All right. Top-notch panel there. Guests are welcome to come and sit in the studio and watch that live broadcast on SD.net,
yes,
which I believe you can still see the program on SD.net if you log in there.
Yeah, on SD.net, on SDPB.org, and then also posted also on the Facebook page, South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Facebook page.
Right.
So
called Making a Living. So let's talk about the first discussion. Give us, for those who need to be updated, the background on these tariffs and where the conversation really began.
Yes. So this really began last spring, maybe even a little bit before that, but kind of really in April is when President Trump, what he says, he wanted to kind of fix the trade situation that we had in China. And, you know, there were some problems there. One of them being, you know, they have some intellectual property issues. They've been accused of stealing intellectual property rights, making counterfeit goods. They also been accused of dumping, basically with steel and aluminum selling that in the U.S. at kind of below cost, the market cost, or below cost of production, which makes it hard for U.S. companies to compete with that. And then Trump also didn't really like the trade deficit that we had with China. And so he set out to fix that. And the way he wanted to fix that was by introducing tariffs, a 25% tariffs on Chinese goods, about $340 billion worth of Chinese goods. And those went into effect this July. $34 billion. And China responded with tariffs of its own in kind, $34 billion. And one of the biggest things that they put tariffs on was soybeans. And obviously, soybeans are very important to the state. So that affects South Dakota soybean farmers, right? And then just to update too, Trump did put another round of tariffs just recently on August 23rd of $16 billion worth of Chinese goods. And China also responded in kind to that.
All right. The immediate impact then, immediate being over these summer months on South Dakota farmers and the economy.
Yes. And so now... Especially the panel really wanted to stress this too, was that not all of this, the immediate impact is not all from tariffs, but, sure. You know, farmers have been seeing about a 5-year decline in prices and decline in farm income. This summer, the soybean price dropped to under $9 a bushel. Which was a 10-year low. And so, Larry Bergen, our farmer, from Beersford, you know, he really, stressed that the tariffs on top of this, you know, 5-year impact really is causing some pain for farmers.
I think the timing of the tariff is what's hard. We're in like our fifth year of a downturn agriculture wise. And so, you know, the bankers, even before the tariffs, were nervous, you know, don't spend any money, don't buy any new equipment. My banker just called me and said, did you buy anything? I said, no, just doing repairs. But they're all nervous. So I think it's the timing of the tariff, whether, as you say, we're kind of in a downturn anyway on soybean prices, but I think it just pushed it. You look at 2008, the economic downturn in the United States, you didn't see it here in the Midwest because the ag economy was so good. If we have an economic downturn now, I think the Midwest is in trouble.
So that was Larry Bergen, farmer from Beersford, just kind of talking about the timing of the tariffs and how that really affected farmers. And the thing is about China and South Dakota is China, which I didn't realize until this panel, I got to talking with these guys on this panel, is that China is really important to the South Dakota economy because of our geographical location. So all of our soybeans are going to the West Coast, and that's the cheapest way for our farmers to get soybeans to the market. And those soybeans from the West Coast are going to China. And so even if we do get new trade deals with people, say the European Union, to take up some of the loss from China, that's going to cost South Dakota's farmers more to send their soybeans over to the East Coast and then the European Union than it is to send their soybeans to the West Coast and to China. Brandon Wiff kind of sums this up a little bit better than I can, but the importance of China, not only to the U.S., but to South Dakota.
You can't just replace a China. When their economy is developing, you're seeing people move from the country, a life of, you know, basically poverty, very low income, into the city. They get a job doing, you know, building electronics or something like that. They're able to introduce, for the first time, into their diets more oil, more protein in the form of pork or whatever it is. And that's where, when we talk about the increased demand for soy around the world, that's really what's driving it. So their economy growing means something different than our economy growing here in the States, right? When our economy is growing, we think the stock market moves up. Well, if your stock portfolio did much better this year than it has in previous years, did you start buying a lot more food for your family? Probably not. You were probably already feeding them pretty well. And so it's definitely important to keep our eye on the developing economies around the world. China's just a tough one to replace. India's probably going to be the next big one that we look at. But it's going to be a lot of little countries to make up for what we have sold to China. and again, geographically, where we are able to move our South Dakota soybeans to in terms of export markets, there we're somewhat limited. If we make up with some sales to Argentina, because they had a little bit of a crop problem this year, South Dakota farmers aren't going to get a big piece of that. Just geographically, look at the map, look at where, you know, we're not on the Mississippi River, so we can't float our soybeans down there. If we increase to the European Union, again, we're not really positioned to get a piece of that as South Dakota. And so we need the Pacific Rim, and well, guess who the big player there is? It's China.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment on listener-supported SDPB Radio. We're talking about SDPB's new panel discussion program. It's called Making a Living. It's a business and community development program hosted by Jacqueline Severin, and Jacqueline is in the studio with me now. We're doing a recap of the first Making a Living, which you can watch on SD.net. You heard there from South Dakota farmer Brandon Whiff, who is also on the American Soybean Association Board of directors. So let's talk, Jacqueline, a little bit then about some relief or some aid or some support for farmers as they sort of navigate this challenging time with the economy and with tariffs.
Right, exactly. And, you know, farmers really spoke up about this and that they're going to be hurting, right? And President Trump did announce that he was going to give an aid package, about $12 billion aid package. And some of that would be in the form of direct payments directly to farmers. Some of it would be to for crop buybacks, to buy some of that surplus crop. And then another portion of it was supposed to go to marketing for new markets to find for soybeans. And the farmers on the panel, you know, they said they appreciate the recognition from President Trump that farmers are hurt by this, and the solution to try to help them out a little bit. But in the end, you know, they said they really don't want aid. Trade, not aid is kind of the catchword, right? They would rather just go ahead and produce and sell their crop on the open market. And our economics professor kind of weighed in here too on giving aid packages and tariffs along with, you know, the cost of what tariffs are going to cost. This just might not be a sustainable solution. So he talks a little bit more about that.
We have to remember that these tariffs, to begin with, are costly for us as, you know, as jointly as consumers. So that's one cost component. And the second cost component is the taxpayers, they pay for the $12 billion, right? And that's just a one-time deal, the $12 billion. And if this trade dispute goes on or becomes worse, then it might, these numbers, they may increase over time. And that may not be sustainable. That may be a losing endeavor.
And so that was economics professor Dr. Everett Vandersloos. And, you know, he also talked a little bit about, you know, there is a need to deal with China and the issues that they're having with our trade. But he, you know, kind of said that the better way to go about that was to do like multilateral negotiations and deals, for instance, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And Senator Rounds, he agreed, and you know he was actually a little bit critical of President Trump's approach here in dealing with China, and he really also stressed the importance of getting back into the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
We have 95% of all the consumers live outside of the United States. This was a half a billion people that wanted to buy our products. The deal was already done and proposed. But within the first 30 days of the new administration, the Trump administration, they declined to do so. Instead, we can do better by making individual separate deals. We don't have any of those deals done yet, and it's been 18 months. So am I being critical? Yeah. But do I want to see this thing move forward for folks in this part of the country? Yes, because that's our market. We're the farthest folks west producing soybeans right now in any quantity, and it would be a beautiful program for the upper Midwest. And the TPP is not going to go away. And strategically, I said on the Armed Services Committee, we know that we need allies in the Pacific region. We want those individuals to feel comfortable with us and to make relationships with the United States. What better way to do it than to have strong trading partners in and around China?
Let's talk about some of the, we've talked about the immediate consequences. What are some of the long-term impacts of this trade battle?
Absolutely. And, you know, obviously it's hard to say what all the long-term impacts were going to be. But Brandon Whiff, our farmer from here on the panel, you know, he kind of pointed out that if it's tough for farmers to get, or for farmers right now, new farmers are not going to want to get into farming right now. And so just kind of one, you know, maybe for South Dakota, one long-term impact could be we might have a farmer shortage down the road way in the future. Some other, you know, this is more on a U.S. scale, long-term impacts, but if we're not going to be providing soybeans to China, then somebody else is going to step in, like Brazil. And, you know, right now we have an advantage over Brazil because our infrastructure is better. But if China is going to start to get their soybeans from Brazil, then they're going to invest in Brazil. And they're going to get better infrastructure from that. And you can't go back then. Now they're going to be a competitor for us from now and into the future. And then also, which our economics professor, Dr. Everett van der Sloos, also pointed out, was that, you know, China's making a play here to become a political powerhouse throughout the world. And if we're not going to be dealing with them with other countries together in a strong front, then that means China can really up its political game all around the world.
It's not just Brazil, but it's also, you hear about the new Silk Road in Europe. So you have, and that's not just a railroad line that goes all the way to Western Europe. It's also a shipping routes and all of that. And they're building all of that. They're earning money from the loans that they make to various countries along the way. And in the process, they're growing their own economy in all of that. And with that comes political power. And yeah. And some of that could have been averted if the United States would have been more closely involved in the TPP, and that was the original plan. It wasn't just an economic trading thing; it was also a political.
Everett van der Sloos, economics professor at South Dakota State University. We've been talking with Jacqueline Severin, host of Making a Living, which is a new program on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. You can find that panel discussion video at sd.net. And an important conversation that moves the topic forward, what's next? What's next month on Making a Living?
Yes. So we have next month set for Wednesday, September 18th, or 19th, excuse me, 7:38 a.m. here at the Sioux Falls studio. And we're going to be talking about cloud storage and IT security, not only for, you know, big businesses, but also small businesses as well, and what that means.
You are setting the bar high. Coming out of the gate, setting the bar high, 7:30 in the morning at Wednesday, September 19th, at Central Time. SDPB Sioux Falls Studios are at 601 North Phillips. That's right at the entrance to Falls Park. Jacqueline Severin will be there. Public is invited to attend. Watch our Facebook page for more details about that. Jackie, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Thanks you so much.